Taxpayer-funded castration, trans murderer wants sex change surgery. By Peter Cattell on April 19, 2023. A jailed murderer who identifies as trans wants to have a male-to-female sex change surgery, and funded by the UK taxpayer. Trans murderer Paris Green, born Peter Lying, is reportedly requesting to have a sex change surgery performed by the UK's socialised healthcare service, the NHS, while serving time in HMP Edinburgh. Convicted alongside two others of brutally torturing and killing 46-year-old Robert Shankland in 2013, Green is being held in the women's section of the Scottish prison, despite being a biological male. According to a report by the Daily Record, the murderer wants to undergo surgery that will remove their male genitalia. "I want to feel comfortable in the shower rather than feeling repulsed," the convict reportedly told the paper. "Having male genitalia feels wrong." Green also expressed an understanding that there would be backlash over the request for the surgery, but emphasized that it would aid in their rehabilitation, linking their participation in the murder to anger held over being transgender. "I was carrying a lot of anger inside me even before I realized I should have been a woman, and that made me more angry," Green said regarding the murder, though emphasized that their crime remained inexcusable. "I'm not going to make excuses because there are none," Green added. "I regret what I did and I'm sorry for it every day of my life." The case has indeed prompted some backlash, with Dr. Kate Coleman of the Keep Prison single-sex group describing sex change surgery as being dangerous, and that prisoners should not be able to access it. She also pointed out that recent changes made in England and Wales to the prison system would mean that Green would be being held in a male facility if they were jailed south of the border. Green, who is serving a sentence for torture and murder, would, under the new Ministry of Justice policy, be held in the male estate, she said, adding that she hoped the Scottish government would place the safety of women at the center of a revised policy on the housing of so-called transgender prisoners. The England and Wales ban was first introduced earlier this year in response to the case of Isla Bryson, a convicted male rapist who began their transition after being charged with their crimes. Bryson was initially to be allowed to serve their time in a women's prison, before public backlash forced the Scottish government to step in and rehouse the criminal in a male facility. Authorities in Westminster then went on to ban violent transgender males from being housed in women's prisons in England and Wales in an apparent attempt to prevent a repeat of the scandal, with Scotland's pro-trans government yet to finalise any rework of its prison system. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.